With aging buildings and changes in population, school districts around Maine are modernizing their campuses. But some of those projects are costing more than expected. As Robbie Feinberg reports, more competition and a shortage of labor have led some project costs to increase by 30% or more.
So we're actually going up to the backside of the stage here.
Yarmouth Superintendent Andrew Dolliff weaves through a maze of chairs, desks, and concrete hallways into the cramped band room at Yarmouth Elementary School. Music stands and instruments fill up the space, with little room to actually teach. The school has 80 students in band, yet Dolliff and Principal Ryan Gleason say less than half can fit in here at a time.
So this room's 400 square feet. It's the size of a decent living room, probably. And you'll have, you know, two dozen students in here, dozen and a half to two dozen students in here with their instruments.
And we have a social worker who next year is actually going to need to share this space.
It is interesting. How many schools do you go in where you've got a band room slash social worker's office?
Dolliff says Yarmouth Elementary is close to bursting at the seams. Student enrollment in the district was about 1,400 in 2008. According to projections, it could reach nearly 2,000 within the next decade.
And although our facilities are in good shape, they're not large enough. We're already at capacity in three of our facilities, and about to be at capacity in the fourth.
Over the past year, a district committee formed a plan to deal with enrollment. For about $35 million, the district would expand three of its schools, including Yarmouth Elementary. Yet when estimates on the project came in this spring,
the estimates actually came in over $60 million because we did the estimates within the past month and a half or so, and construction costs have just increase significantly.
And those increased costs, sometimes as much as 30% more than expected, are affecting the way cities and towns approach construction of new schools.
But right now, I could tell you that, it is a concern.
Matt Marks is the CEO of Associated General Contractors of Maine. Marks says rising costs are the result of a perfect storm of issues affecting the construction industry. New tariffs on steel and aluminum, for one. And there's the effect on labor from competing projects totaling hundreds of millions of dollars from organizations like Colby College and Maine Medical Center. Mark says with so many options and few skilled laborers available, some contractors don't need to bid for large school projects.
You look at some of the schools where we had two bidders or even one bidder, and certainly a lot of that's driven by skilled workers, but also some of the competitive nature of what's happening in the private market.
The problem has been more drastic outside of the Portland area. In Camden, the school district has worked for years to construct a middle school for an expected $22 million. Yet when Superintendent Maria Libby opened the bids in May, the lowest was nearly $5 million over budget.
I was definitely disappointed in opening those envelopes because I knew that that was problematic.
Residents ultimately approved the new plan in June, but not before encountering resistance from some residents and city councilors who didn't like the uncertainty for taxpayers. Similar problems occurred in a largely state-funded elementary school project planned in Caribou. The project received only one construction bid, and it was $12 million over budget. State officials say depending on the market, they may look into other construction delivery methods for future projects. And Matt Marks with the Associated General Contractors of Maine doesn't see construction easing up anytime soon.
I mean, if people think that the private market is getting softer or people are holding back on development, you could see a lot more competitiveness in schools too. But for the foreseeable future, I can tell you that there is a tremendous amount of work coming out the door next year and the year after, it looks like.
As for the renovation in Yarmouth, the district scaled back its project from $60 million to $52 million. That's still far higher than projected, though. So Superintendent Andrew Dolliff says the town will offer residents two questions on a ballot referendum in November to approve one $40 million renovation, as well as another $12 million project that's not quite as urgent. Dolliff acknowledges that it's a lot to ask of taxpayers.
That's a real concern for us. We want to make sure that we're sensitive to that.
And it's why the town is leaving it up to voters to decide in November. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And education reporting on Maine Public Radio, supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.